Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable.
I have a question for Deborah. Yes. So, pick, because you created pieces this last time for the fairy tales. Mm-hmm. Could I have you pick one of the inspirational passages, and I will pull it up before you, and can you just take us through part of your writer's process on what kind of inspired you about it?
Mm. Oh my goodness sakes.
There's a Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. There's Tamlin. And down there's mm-hmm. Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember going back to The Little Mermaid.
All right.
One of the things that struck me, because there's a lot more to the story than what Disney shows.
Yes.
Definitely. And so I ended up reading a lot more of that piece, of Hans Christian Andersen's piece. And I remember after a while just feeling unsettled that she was giving up, you know, her biggest gift. And I didn't like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind, because you have a lovely reading voice, would you mind just reading this short passage?
Sure. Passage from The Little Mermaid. "But if you take away my voice," said the Little Mermaid, "what is left of me? Your beautiful form, your graceful walk, and your expressive eyes. Surely with these you can enchain a man's heart. Well, have you lost your courage? Put out your little tongue that I may cut it off as my payment. Then you shall have the powerful draught." "It shall be," said the Little Mermaid. Then the witch placed her cauldron on the fire to prepare the magic draught.
Oh, you gave me the willies.
And so my poem on here was "Shall I," that I remember writing this to respond to my angst mm-hmm. that she would give up so much. And it's just a self-reflection poem of, you know, to what extent shall I change for your love mm-hmm. when our love could just, when the biggest thing I could be is just to be courageous to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun poem. That was a fun piece that was there. But the one thing that I really liked about not only the pieces, because they're all inspiring at completely different levels, is that the way that you present the dive in into studying these, and the way that there are really there's no rule that you had to just pick one and respond to one, is that many of the workshops talked about, okay, here's what's going on with this piece, this piece, this piece, this piece. And then we got to, as a group, explore connections.
Mm-hmm.
So we were coming up with themes, or I think that one of the things we talked about in one of the years' worth is like, none of these are really nice to old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to touch on that, but
sometimes we don't even realize the common theme until we're in a workshop, and suddenly we're like, oh my gosh, they all have this common theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's a little more obvious. Like the year, I think we had the theme of journeys. It was kind of obvious.
Very right?
Yeah,
the journeys. Yeah, yeah. I remember that with the
Odyssey and the Follow the River, and they were in the Three Musketeers, even in the Brothers Karamazov. Those were all journeys of either physical journeys or, you know,
internal
journeys. So, yeah. I need to make a technical announcement that one of our cameras has a full SD card, and
okay.
I don't have a miniature, one of those little teeny tiny SD cards for the GoPro.
Okay.
So that one's full. So most of our nice conversation might only be a podcast, because I'm not sure what's going, if the the other backup camera is doing its thing. I'm hoping, but if nothing else, the podcast is still running. So
do you want to just keep going and talk about the conversation
now? Yeah, because the podcast is really our main goal. Anyway, the videos were always kind of a backup. Oh, let's put them on YouTube thing. But I think
such a beautiful table.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's also in my dining room. I mean, let's be real. You know, this
looks like a home dining room.
Yeah, right here, I mean, I feel like we're a little more spread out than the tiny desk people, but we're in my dining room at my round. Our, for those of you who are listening to the podcast and don't ever know it with the video, the round table is a 5 foot in diameter butcher block, you know, what is that, like 2 inch thick table that has been in my family since my mom and dad bought it in the, gosh, I don't even know, 70s. We've had it forever in my family, and I've kind of inherited it, and it is here in our dining room, and it is round, and it is our At the Round Table podcast location. So, so yes, we will continue to have this podcast for nice discussion, but we might not have video for it. Ooh, fingers crossed, but we'll see. Okay. Sure. Technical announcement over. I'm trying to not be stressed out about this technical stuff.
This has been At the Round Table with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Round Table.